News at 5 o'clock. This is James Kelly. Three brothers and their uncle have been found guilty of sexually exploiting young girls in Rotherham. A mother of three has been convicted of helping her husband join Islamic State fighters. And Jeremy Clarkson has agreed to pay thousands of pounds in damages to the Top Gear producer he punched. Six people have been convicted of the systematic sexual abuse of teenage girls in Rotherham. Three brothers, Arshid, Banaras and Basharat Hussain, carried out multiple rapes and indecent assaults. Their uncle, Kurban Ali, and two women, Karen McGregor and Shelley Davis, were convicted of conspiracy. They'll all be sentenced on Friday. Detective Chief Inspector Martin Tate of South Yorkshire Police spoke outside Sheffield Crown Court.
The verdict today marks a crucial milestone for those victims and survivors who endured years of violence and horrific sexual abuse at the hands of these vile individuals. They've shown incredible bravery, reliving vicious and traumatic events for the courts that for many of these young women completely shattered their lives and caused life-changing damage.
Two other defendants were cleared. The court heard that there were 15 victims between 1987 and 2003. Mohammed Shafiq is a distant relative of the brothers.
These sort of men have a very negative and in many cases a racist attitude towards white young girls. They view them as worthless. And for too long, as a society, as a Pakistani community, we've turned a blind eye to these sort of crimes.
A Muslim convert from Walsall has been found guilty of failing to alert the authorities that her husband was leaving the UK to join the Islamic State group. Lorna Moore, who's 33, was suspected of planning to take their three children to Syria. The couple's friend, Ayman Shaukat, was also convicted of helping men get to Syria. They were part of an extensive network, as Dominic Casciani reports from the Old Bailey.
Police believe this group of young men and women, at least a dozen strong, is one of the largest networks of Syria travellers so far uncovered. Four men made it to the war zone, as did another couple who have since started a family. Two other couples, one expecting a child, were stopped. And this trial heard that Lorna Moore and another woman who was pregnant had been on the verge of going too. Moore told the jury she'd been the victim of domestic abuse from her controlling husband, Sajid Aslam. The trainee maths teacher said she hated him for what he'd done and that she would never place her children in harm's way. Neither Moore nor Shaukat showed any emotion as the verdicts were returned. They will be sentenced at a later date.
Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue Service says it's highly unlikely that three people missing since the Didcot power station collapse are alive. One person was killed and five others injured in the incident yesterday at the disused Didcot A site. Search teams using thermal imaging cameras, drones and dogs have found no signs of life in the rubble. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, has rejected claims that David Cameron's EU deal for Britain could be overturned. The Justice Secretary, Michael Gove, who's part of the Leave campaign, has said the European Court of Justice could tear up the changes. Downing Street said that wasn't true. Mr Tusk told the European Parliament that the agreement was legally binding and irreversible.
The decision concerning a new settlement is in conformity with the treaties and cannot be annulled by the European Court of Justice.
The Independent Police Complaints Commission is to investigate the North Wales police officers who deliberately ran over and killed a dog. The force says the foxhound could have caused a crash on the A55 expressway at Conwy and bit an officer who tried to catch it. Jeremy Clarkson has formally apologised to the Top Gear producer he punched. He's also agreed to settle a compensation claim thought to be worth more than £100,000. Oisin Tymon sued for racial discrimination and personal injury after the incident in March last year. The BBC has contributed to the settlement. The media commentator, Neil Midgley, says the corporation is keen to get on with relaunching Top Gear.
This is a £50 million a year programme around the world. The BBC needs to move it on from the Clarkson era. And of course, Clarkson himself will be launching his new show, which is not Top Gear, on Amazon in the coming months. And he too will want to move on.
Adele is the favourite to win the award for Best Album at tonight's Brit Awards. She's also in the running for Best Female Single and Video. The ceremony at London's O2 Arena will feature a tribute to David Bowie. In the city, the 100 index closed down 95 points at 5,867. And the weather, a few showers will linger, falling as snow in the north, but it will be another cold and dry night for most, with a widespread frost forming. There'll be sunny start for tomorrow, but cloud will increase through the day. BBC News at 5 minutes past five.
All right, thank you, Jane. Thanks for the chocolates earlier.
Mayo.
Just what we needed.
Simon Mayo.
If a bit filling.
Drive time's on and we're on our way home.
Calories on a Wednesday and all that. Anyway, what have we got wrapping it up in three? Loving lighter evening, says Jade.